And so without contracted services, the military cannot go to war.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Sarah Kazmarek. In fiscal year 2016, the Department of Defense spent $150 billion on service contracts that cover jobs like engineering and IT support. To better manage these contracts, DoD established new leadership roles throughout the agency. I sat down with Tim DiNapoli, a director in our acquisition and sourcing management team, to talk about GAO's latest in a series of reports looking into DoD's service contract management. First, I asked Tim to tell me a little bit more about these roles and whether they've been effective.
Back in January of 2016, the Department of Defense established three new leadership positions that they were hoping would dramatically transform how the Department of Defense acquired services. These positions, supported by a new Services Requirements Review Board, which was going to focus on how to better define services and kind of look and validate services at the military department and command level, these were going to dramatically transform how DoD bought services. So on paper, all the lines matched up. It seemed like a great process. Unfortunately, it didn't work out.
So let me take a step back and ask you just about how important are these services? Are these contract positions essential to helping DoD fulfill its mission?
They absolutely are. You know, when I think of the Department of Defense, I think of the men and women who protect us on a daily basis. But then I also think of the big things, the aircraft carriers, the tanks and the planes that things that go boom. Services, however, are those things that make all those other things work. And so without contracted services, the military cannot go to war. And so they're that essential for DoD to achieve its mission. And in large part, we do that fairly well. Services are provided, and folks are fairly happy with them on the large. But what they're not doing is maximizing the department's buying power, leveraging so that we can get better prices, and doing some more standardization so we know what we're getting more consistently and being able to have better services provided, have better oversight.
So I know that you have been looking into these reform efforts for 15 years. Why hasn't much changed?
Well, I think fundamentally, as we mentioned in the report, that there is a cultural difference and cultural challenges that DoD has yet to come to terms with and hasn't figured out a way to overcome. And what I mean by that is at the command level, where they have the mission, the requirements, and the money, they are very protective of what they do. And that's a good thing because they want to achieve mission. They want to help the nation defend itself. They do not want to have help from above. And so when it comes from senior leadership at the Office of the Secretary of Defense, they say, thank you, but we really want to do it ourselves. And I think the department hasn't been able to come to grips with that. And so their top-down approach, which is what they tried, was just not effective in kind of embracing how the department actually works on a day-to-day basis.
Given the difficulties of trying to reform DoD contract services from a top-down approach, I wondered what GAO is recommending to transform how DoD buys contract services.
So in the last 2 years, we've issued a number of reports that had several recommendations, which combined, I think, will help DoD achieve its objectives of transforming how we buy services. Back in 2016, we had a report that said DoD needs to budget for services more strategically, meaning not only tell us what you're going to be doing next year, but what you're going to be doing 5 years from now. Very consistent with what we do with major weapon systems. This year's report, we talked about the need to step back, fundamentally reassess how these key leadership positions are being instituted, both from an organizational perspective as well as roles and responsibilities, as well as the new process, which I briefly mentioned before, these service requirements review boards. They are mistimed and ill-suited to do what they're intending to do. We recommended that they take that process, which is supposed to validate requirements, move it earlier up in the chain of command, into the process, so that it can help influence budgeting decisions. Those three recommendations, which I think are consistent with what DoD's intent is with regard to transforming services, we believe can help make the transformation of services a reality.
Lastly, What do you believe is the key takeaway from your reporting on this issue over the years?
If you embrace what the private sector best practices are and tailor them appropriately, we think you can transform services, meet the warfighter's needs more efficiently, and potentially save billions of dollars for both the department and for the taxpayer.
Thanks for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on iTunes. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.